Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Is part of the You Haven't Heard This Productions and Publications Network. For more great shows and blogs and vlogs, please visit www.yhhtmpc.com.
Welcome to YHHTMPC.
Wait. What does that mean exactly?
Oh, yeah. You haven't heard this music podcast. A show about introducing lesser-known music of lesser-known artists from all over the world. And now, without further ado, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
And welcome to You Haven't Heard This Music Podcast, a podcast about lesser-known music by lesser-known artists that we believe are as good, if not most of the time, better than that in the mainstream. This is season something. This is season 5, episode 6, side B. With me, I have Michael, as always. How are you, Michael? You good?
Very good. How are you? Just went by very quickly from our last show, it seems like. Time went
yes.
by quick.
Yes. It does, yeah. I do this every week. I've got the A side and the B side, so
yeah.
Yeah,
it's. You did two in a row last weekend, right? So you're pretty
yeah, last week was very busy. Yeah, so thank you for joining me, Mike. I believe you've got some music for us, and you've brought with you a guest.
I did indeed. And welcome Sophie from Kudos. And Sophie is from Cork in Ireland.
Hello, thank you for having me on.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for joining us. Yeah, what we'll do is before we introduce you and find out more about you, we're going to play one of your songs, and I'm going to play Molly. That was a single from last year, I do believe. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Came out in March last year.
Okay, so we'll kick this show off with Molly from Kudos or Kudos?
Kudos.
Kudos.
Dear ex-lover, do you love her, or does the trouble make you wish you stayed? Do and all the wild nights
Okay, so that was Molly by Kudos. That was a beautiful song, but there was something very bittersweet about it. Was that song about methyl dioxy methamphetamine by any chance?
It was indeed. It was indeed.
Okay.
I know that sounds very extreme, and I can't say that I've had any experiences with it, but what it was myself and my sister had been living away for a long time on a little island called St. Helena. And it's a very much a little bubble and a small community and small population, and you're kind of not aware of what's going on in the rest of the world. And when we moved back to Ireland, it was very harrowing to see how much kind of substance abuse had become kind of glamorized in social media and TV shows and music videos. And it was kind of like you can really see what impact it was having on people. And that's what the song was about then, that, you know, like, okay, yes, you see it on TV, on social media, and it looks like a great time, but like, think of what impact it actually has.
Right, it's a beautiful song, but it's not at the same time.
Thank you. I appreciate that you think it's beautiful. I think it was just something that I had personally just had found upsetting, seeing that it's such a popular occurrence throughout the world, and I felt like it was a topic that I wanted to write about.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's... That's what music is, isn't it? The best music comes from the heart. So, yeah, wow, what a uplifting start to the show.
Sorry,
no, it's a great song. I mean, the harmonies are fabulous. I see in all your, I see yourself and your sister Laura, right, sing together, and
yeah,
I think your harmonies are really, really good. And certainly came across in that song as well.
How long have you guys been doing music together?
Pretty much our whole lives. We always were kind of jamming and singing along at home from growing up. Our parents had a band, and they were, you know, when you're a kid, even now, I just think my parents are legends. And growing up watching them play made us want to play. And so I can always remember singing with Laura around the house. And I think it really seriously started when we were... I think I was maybe 15, 16, and we were in school together, and our music teacher asked us to enter a duet competition, which was held in Dublin. So we went on this big trip up to Dublin, and we came first place against some serious competition. And so it was a singing duet competition, and I think from there we really started to take it seriously then.
Well, we'll carry on catching up with you in a minute, because we've got so much music to get through today. I'm going to play another song before we carry on. So I'm going to play Jamie Beal, a guy called Jamie Beal, and his song Borderline.
My name is Jamie Beal, and I'm from Bath. I would say that the sound is largely inspired by pop music and psychedelia, and there's like bits of rock and blues and funk thrown into the mix as well. In terms of people I'm inspired by or influenced by, I mean, it would be a lot of the 60s and 70s bands like the Beatles, Beach Boys, Jefferson Airplane, Jimi Hendrix, those kind of guys. But I listen to a lot of modern stuff like Sharon Van Etten, Alabama Shakes, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard, that kind of stuff, really. I was writing the song in the middle of the third UK lockdown, and at the time, everything was up in the air. I was not knowing what was going to happen with my music career, whether I'd be touring again, any of that kind of stuff. I didn't know when I'd be seeing my friends and family. And I was also going through a breakup at the same time. So I think I went through a period of escapism. And in that period of escapism, Borderline came out. And that's essentially what the song's about. It's just about escaping from a kind of bad place and trying to see the positives in your situation to get yourself out of it. You can find me on Instagram at Jamie Beal Official, Facebook at Jamie Beal Official, Twitter Jamie the Beal, and www.jamiebeal.com. I'm also on Spotify and iTunes.
Yeah.
Jamie Beal Borderline. If you want to find this guy, you can check the show notes. We'll leave everything to him in the show notes. Kind of like 80s pop, 80s, like early 90s pop, but it had an indie feel to it. It's nice. I like it. So, Sophie, what kind of music do you listen to usually?
I have a very eclectic taste. Like, I listen to absolutely everything. I work in a record store, so I kind of have to. I absolutely, everything about my life is music. I just love it. And I kind of go through phases. I go through, you know, very folky, indie music, acoustic, stripped back stuff, to dance stuff, to classical, to a bit of Bob Marley kind of thing. But it just depends on where in the world I am and what stage of life I'm at and what time of the day it is even.
When you say what part of the world you're in, I do follow you on Instagram just because of the music and that, and you seem to have done a lot of traveling over the last couple of years, or you seem to, are you in different locations? Was that on tour, or was that just part of traveling around the world, or what were some of your adventures?
So probably our biggest adventure was when we moved to St. Helena Island in 2014, and we lived there for just over 4 years. But through that, we got to experience a lot of different parts of the world we hadn't experienced before. So to get to St. Helena, you need to get to South Africa, and it's a 6-day boat trip from Cape Town. So we spent a lot of time in South Africa. We'd go to Joburg and Cape Town and explore there, and then obviously then living on the island was an experience in itself, and I felt like I learned different bits about the island every single day and different parts of the culture. And then we did get to visit its sister island, Ascension Island, so that was a major part of travel for me, was living abroad and going through there. I spent a lot of time in Europe, hoping to gig a lot more in Europe over the next couple of years. But yeah, I'd say the biggest part of that was St. Helena, and I do think that our music style evolved. We recorded our first album on St. Helena, and we shot our first couple of music videos on St. Helena, and that definitely did kind of mold the type of music we were writing, because when you're in, you know, 25 degree heat every single day, and you're kind of going through town in a convertible with the windows down and a warm breeze coming in, and you're looking at the ocean, you're either listening to, like, oh, I don't know, you listen to a lot of reggae music and a lot of music that you'd listen to in a club, which I don't find myself doing that often driving through Ireland. It doesn't seem like the right vibe. So it does, for me, it does depend. Like, I feel like your environment has a lot of impact on what kind of mood you're in, and then what kind of music you're listening to, and vice versa.
It was Perfect, your first album?
Yeah, Perfect was our debut album that came out in 2019. Yeah, sorry.
That's when I first started following you, actually. So I caught you at the very beginning of your career.
Thank you for being along this journey with us.
Absolutely, it's been very good.
We're going to play a song of yours in a minute. We'll play Mike's first. So you brought a song, haven't you, Mike? What you brought?
Yeah, I brought, so last, remember the last show we had, you had an artist, I think she was from Kenya, and she was talking about the Afrobeats genre music. Yeah, so we had a short conversation about that. So I actually have in Nigeria, there's a label that uses my system for releasing music, and he currently has probably about 50 artists released through our system. So I just kind of thought I'd, in the spirit of the last meeting or last show, bring one of those artists along. So this song is called Ginger Me, and it's by an artist, Lumi Gray, from Nigeria.
It's Lumi Gray. Love you, they ginger me. I can't get enough yet, I'm so crazy. Baby, how I deserve this energy. Baby, make me make this reality. Oh, I wish I ain't go for to come my home. Make you come see my mama. I wish I ain't go for to come my home. Make you come, baby.
make you sign go, they make you woji, they make you be sir anybody don't come on you. I want no more lulu when saying that on you. Beg by me what by you, and what is this now? Because when it do good and that's it to lenity. The only message is the boo as tomate. As a luan boy, and me mumiti, and mummy lenimiti, si bell remiti, or me lumbang late, bear on me lumiti, and massa far away, but then I give far away, and you can it to babero while I'm a paralyzed, and see your mommy day, mini but I pond it.
Baby, now your love is the ginger me. I can get enough yet, I'm so crazy. Baby, how I deserve this energy. Baby, make me make this reality. Oh, I will say, go fit to come my home. Make you come see my mama. I will say, go fit to come my home. Make you come pay the price.
Oh, but get the wine and go down low. Tile tile, why you do me so? For your sake, put your band on it, Joshua. Nitori tiye ma je komo pa fushi. La on lo te konfe wa puta sonda. Bufe totori mi mi fe onda kova. Faun tu fe shot kit onda fire. Fire 45 ni yawa for yawa. Bucket to shalu mi kwe wa sofa. Debi bati hama de ane wa hala. I did sing the song for you baby ginger me. Dore mi ti la sofa tigo.
Baby now your love is the ginger me. I can get enough yet, I'm so crazy. Baby, how I deserve this energy. Baby, make me make this reality. Oh, I will say, go fit to come my home. Make you come see my mama. I will say, go fit to come my home. Make you come reality. Oh, I will say, go fit to come my home. Make you come see my mama. I will say, go fit to come my home. Make you come pay the price.
Well, we definitely can't be accused of not playing different types of music.
Absolutely.
Wow, that was that sounded African. What we brought last week, although it was Afrobeat, it was kind of like it'd been modernised.
It's almost the Caribbean sound of that, almost, you know?
Yeah, it sounded like the Caribbean. It made me want to go and get a coconut and drink the water out of it with a straw. Yeah, kind of thing. Sophie, being someone who's done a lot of travelling, would you say that the traveling has influenced the way you write music?
100%. I think going back to what I said before, it's just I'm very much inspired by things that I experience daily or stories I hear daily, and I feel like, you know, depending on culture and weather and different people and, you know, different places, it impacts on the way you write. Because if I'm sitting here, like where I live right now is quite rural. It's just outside a lovely fishing village called Ballycotton. And so I'm very close to the ocean. And I'm just, you know, a lot of it is inspired by my surroundings and by stories I hear. And things like that are very different to what I experienced when I was traveling abroad, you know. Living on a tropical island, the atmosphere is different, the environment is different, and I think that makes for an interesting writing process and evolution of a style of a sound, because I feel like over the years it's changed a lot, and I think that's mainly because of where I am in the world.
So would you say that, because obviously different places, different regions, different countries have their own, like, of genres that are synonymous with their country, would you say that the travelling has influenced the sound as well? Obviously the places and the experience have affected your songwriting because of your experiences, but what about the sound?
The sound massively, because, you know, it's funny, like, I feel like when we were on St. Helena writing our debut album, I felt like our sound was a bit dancier, and there we experimented with a lot of beats and a lot of different sounds. I mean, we scrolled through thousands of sounds to get the sounds that we did get, and we were very experimental with that, and I feel like we were inspired by what we were experiencing there, and that was very much based on where we were, influencing the types of sounds we were using. Whereas now, as I say, I'm back in this little village in rural Ireland, and I feel like we're very much focused on stripped back acoustic sound, and again, I think that is down to where I am in the world right now.
Okay, well, I'm going to play a song of yours now called Dangerous. Is this off a previous album?
This was off our first album, Perfect, which came out in 2019. And this was one of the ones that we would have written on St. Helena.
Okay, so yeah, this is Kudos by... No, it's not at all. That's not right. This is Dangerous by Kudos. So that was Dangerous by Kudos. Another sounded like a bittersweet song. Is that a theme that you run with your music, or have I just happened to choose the two songs that have that feel about them?
I think a few of our songs do have that feel, but I like to think that we do have happy songs and songs that, you know, have hope in them. I think that the first two songs, yeah, they can come across as bittersweet. I think with Dangerous, what that whole thing is about is love, but it's like that side of love where it's like you're kind of unsure and everyone's giving they're voicing their opinion on your relationship, and it's like one of those things, you know, where everyone's getting involved and you kind of just want to do your own thing, and you're just, I don't know how to explain it, but it was just one of those things where it was like, you know, not the most fun side of love, basically.
Yeah, I think I get, I think we've all been there. We've been in that relationship where we know what people are saying, we agree with them, but because of the love and everything, it's kind of like, I know I'm making a mistake, but it's my mistake to make, and I want to make it and see it through to the end type thing, even though you know deep down it's wrong.
That's the kind of thing. And I think it sounds very dramatic in this song, because I feel I get very dramatic when I'm writing. I feel like I take something and I run with it, and I become very hyperbolic with what I'm saying. So it sounds a lot more dramatic than what the situation was, but that I feel like, you know, everyone has their own perception on that song. But I feel like what you're saying is how I feel about that song, really.
What's the collaboration with Laura, who, as far as writing songs and music and you know, arranging the work?
So with Laura, what it is, myself and Laura, so obviously we're sisters, but we're actually, like, this sounds like made up, but we're best friends, we really are, and we're joined at the hip. So when we experience something, we have great empathy for each other. So if I start writing a song, Laura can jump in quite quickly because she understands the situation and she understands how I feel, and vice versa. And then, you know, we both would work on the lyrics, we both work on the music, and that goes for all our songs. So sometimes it's more about my situation or more about her situation or about something I've heard about or something she's heard about. And then there's occasions where we've experienced stuff together, and then we've written on that together, which is quite a fun process, because we just start throwing words on a piece of paper about maybe a night out and how good it was, and my side of the night and her side of the night and what we experienced together. So that's, it's a very collaborative process, and I think that what we have the most fun experimenting with then is the harmonizing and what layering of vocals that we do then.
I was going to ask you some more questions about your music, but I think we'll play another song first, because I'm quite interested in the production side of your music. But before we get into that, I'm going to play a song now by Lucy Dreams. Is it Experiencer? Yeah, it's Experiencer by Lucy Dreams.
So people will come up to us and say it's a pretty good PR stunt you have there, and are often surprised to hear that Lucy really exists. Lucy is an independent system. It's based on digital and analog effects, which we have created specifically for our audio production, for the music production. So it could be seen as a mere AI, but we would like to go further and say it's an AB, an artificial band member, because the connection with Lucy has become a super intimate one, and she's closely involved in the songwriting process. This is also why we've given her a name, a face, and a voice.
Hi, my name is Lucy.
2020. Well, for us it was a very successful year. We have released a couple of singles, an EP, Everything Comes in Waves, and we have played our first live shows.
Come on and take me to the place I was born. Take me.
Yeah, we have received super feedback from all over the world. So we were like, okay, why not conquer this world with our music? It might sound megalomaniac, but that's pretty much what we want to do, what we believe in. It's just that we see so much potential in the music in this project. And this is also where we have decided to write an album. There were so many fascinating impulses in the collaboration with Lucy, and also interesting impressions from reality, and based on those we have written and composed the songs for Götterfunken. The first single, for example, is Dreamland. It's an invitation to my very personal and colorful retreat outer space. We also take inspiration from art. For the second single, for example, we're collaborating with the artist Esther Stocke. she has given us in her unique style a whole new complexion. In Night Driver 2, we explore the question of our own relevance, also from Lucy's point of view. In a nutshell, well, the album is something really, really special for us. For me personally, I've never been so convinced about a project, and for the first time I really want others to listen to my songs because I like them so much myself. A couple of days ago, a friend of mine came up to me and said, "Looks like you found yourself." And yeah, I think he's right. Really, we want to surprise big time. We want to exceed expectations, and I'm convinced we can because we are working towards that goal with so much passion and joy at the moment. What maybe was a challenge beforehand has become an extremely exciting mission with Lucid Dreams.
Lucy Dreams Experiencer. That was a kind of semi-psychedelic synthy pop wave type thing. I quite liked it. It was quite nostalgic. It kind of took me back a bit. I like that. Did you like that, Mike?
Yeah, I really liked it. His not so much the music itself, but the intro really reminded me, kind of aging myself a bit here. In the 80s, you had the likes of Laurie Anderson with, you know, Superman and Thomas Dolby and early OMD kind of music, where it was that experimental computer stuff going on. And I know this is way advanced from those times, but kind of his intro kind of made me think about those days when people were really starting to experiment with technology in their music. And I think it's... definitely, I think it was a good intro to his music, and I was really, really pleased with the sound of that. I like that.
I agree with what you're saying. However, back then when they were doing it, it was experimental, and it was like the first generation of those people using the technology, and it was shit. This is kind of like years on, the blokes, he's refined it, and it's a lot nicer now than it was back then. Is this the kind of thing you listen to, Sophie?
Yeah, do you know what? I really enjoy that. It very much gave me, and I'm not saying they're similar in any kind of way, but it gave me the same kind of energy that I get from Empire of the Sun, which I absolutely love. So I really, really enjoyed that.
And we were talking about production on that then. Do you do your own production on your music?
So it's mostly actually my dad, who is just amazing for doing that. But I would sit in with him on all the production sessions, but he's a whiz with the tech stuff, so I just try and convey what I want, and we work on it together. But I have to give all the credit to him, really. He's amazing for doing it.
So when it comes to instrumentation, do you and your sister have like different parts to play?
I mostly would play the guitar, and then the odd time I would do piano. So then when we're doing, you know, like in Dangerous there, you would have heard a lot of padding and different sounds. I would be doing a lot of those keys, as well as my dad. And then Laura then does play a lot of piano. She's really good. She's got lovely techniques there. So we kind of, it depends song to song, but it varies between piano, guitar, and then adding in the different sounds.
I was in the song Dangerous, I was hearing some very synthesized drums. Would that be your dad who did that?
Yeah, that was my dad. Definitely him. Like, we'd sit in now, and like, we've a lot of the times it's great fun. But as you can imagine, sometimes then when you've three people, that sometimes might want three different ideas, compromising then and coming to a cohesive decision. But to be fair, we're always on the same wavelength, so it's never too much of a task. We've a lot of fun with that.
Mm. Would you say your dad's a drummer, or were they programmed drums?
They're programmed drums, definitely. He's just very talented. He plays guitar himself, and he's a vocalist. So the fact that he can do all this and has very much shown us the ropes in terms of music, that he can do that and has a vision and can see the bigger picture sometimes that I can't even see with my own music, that he kind of points me in a direction, and or we discuss different options that I might see something and he might see something different. And that I find that a very fun part of the process. And then Laura then as well, you know, the three of us picking different things, but he definitely guides a lot of the production for us.
And how does that translate on stage? Because your whole PR thing is the two sisters, isn't it? So if you're on stage, I'm guessing your dad doesn't join you in the background on a keyboard?
No, he doesn't. So on stage, what it has been up until, you know, unfortunately, lockdown, we were a combination of playing instruments as well as him in the background. So literally at the side of the stage or behind stage, pressing buttons.
You're not showing your face. You'll stand at the side, out of the way.
No, it was more because like that's where he could get the technology to connect up to generally. That was very much our set, would have been that when we were, especially after the first album, it was very much a lot of synthy sounds and beats, and that we needed him to do that while we played instruments. And I feel now, it's especially over lockdown, I even feel in the last 2 years our sound has evolved a lot, and then in a sense has been completely stripped back, because we're definitely headed more in an acoustic way at the moment. And what we're focusing on, as you said, the two sisters thing, it's mostly our vocals and expression experimenting with that and the harmonies that we do. So that in terms of stage, that's where we're at now, is the acoustics and vocals and harmonies.
Cool. What we're going to do is we're going to play one more song, and I want to ask you about the distribution side of things, because obviously we've got Mike with us, and you've changed over, so we'll ask a bit about that in a minute, and anything else that Mike you want to ask. So what we're going to do now is we've got two more songs to play. We've got one that I've brought, and we'll play out with your latest track, Sophie, and you can tell us all about that in a minute as well. So I'm going to play now a song called The Slump by Skinner.
Hi, my name is Skinner. I'm an artist based in Dublin, and I make no wave, disco, kind of grunge music. And I'm influenced by bands like ESG, James Chance and the Contortions, and the B-52s. I just recently released my latest single called The Slump out on Faction Records, and it's a song I wrote to try and get myself out of my own slump. I wanted to make something that was upbeat and kind of humorous and something you could dance to forget about everything. I'm going to be going on tour with Silverbacks for their Irish dates, and I've also got my own headline show coming up in the Workman's Club on the 28th of May in Dublin, which you should check out. I hope you enjoy the song, and I hope it takes you out of your slump. Enjoy.
So that was In the Slump by Skinner. This has been a very 80s influenced evening, but that was very experimental and very. If the last one was semi psychedelic, that one was fully psychedelic. But I liked his use of sounds and textures in the song. It was was this your kind of thing, Mike?
Well, I'll tell you something, based on the intro, and as someone who's not a musician or not a songwriter, I really love about music, and it goes for your music as well, Sophie, is that the ability for people to put their emotions into words and into music. I mean, the whole theme of that song is getting out of a slump, right? And a lot of people in the world don't have that outlet, right? And I just think that for some people, they got to sit down and make music and you know, and not only get themselves out of a slump by writing music, but even hopefully reach out and touch people and get them, list their listeners out of a slump through their music. You know, it's such a powerful gift to have, right? And I just kind of, the theme of that song, it just made me kind of think of that, just how lucky people are to be able to sit down and make music.
Okay. Yeah. What did you think of this one, Sophie? Is this something that would go on your playlist?
Oh, absolutely. I'm adding it as we speak. I absolutely loved that. Class as well, that he's from Dublin. But it was really fun. Like, as you were both saying, like, it's so experimental and I love that. But you can fully feel yourself, like, through the song, going through the motions of what he's going through. And then, like, by the end of it, I really was having a good bop over here for myself to getting out of the slump. But I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think that's what music should do. It should extend to the listener the feelings that you're going through somehow. And I think that does it. And I think your music does it really well. The music that I've listened to so far, I think your music does that really well. I said we was going to play one more song, but we have I've missed a section, haven't I, Mike? We've got the wild card to do. You may recognise that soundbite from the A-side. I'm bringing it over because it is technically a wild card. So,
absolutely.
And it's one of our on the A-side, it's one of our favourite sections. So, what we do different on the B-side though is, rather than randomly go through the thousands of emails on the B-side, I'll go onto Twitter and I put out. Obviously, you're both on social media and you see random people just put on Twitter or whatever, drop your music or need your music. Then they know that these people are no one. They're just random people who've just put drop your music and they get thousands and thousands of responses. So what I do is I go on Twitter and I say drop your music and then I choose the first one. However, I didn't do that today because somebody just randomly commented their song. But this happens a lot, to be fair. But somebody happened to do it today. Just commented their song on. I posted a bit of promo for an episode, and they just dropped their music there. So I thought I'll use that. So I haven't listened to this yet. I don't know what it sounds like. It could be absolutely dog shit. Could be amazing. I don't know. But it's from.
Well, we've been pleasantly surprised so far. I mean, the last couple of times were really good.
Yeah, but it's always, if you on Twitter, it always seems to be hip hop.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, actually, the last one was, but anyway, but a few of them have been good anyway so far.
Yeah,
maybe one or two.
Big shout out to last week's because we played the music and then she went and bought us a virtual coffee over at buymeacoffee.com/YHHTMP. So thank you for that. So this guy. I mean, it could be, I don't know. This person is called Novelist Me. And the song is called Never. Now, let me see if I can find a bit about this person. It's definitely a guy. Novelist Me has lived and written recorded in Sydney, New York and London. His music is a project against the dark forces of Ed Sheeran and Adele. And taking 15 people to write a song, he has been featured by Steve Lamacq and Tom Robinson on BBC Six Music and has been supported by a myriad of local radio stations, bloggers, playlisters and publications who help independent music alive. That sounds like us, that's what we do. Novelist Me writes, records and masters every noise you can hear. Doesn't really say anything else about him. What do you expect to hear from this music?
Oh, I could...
it's hard to tell, isn't it? Based on what you said,
with the dark side, I'd say it's probably going to be heavy, probably. I'm going to go with metal.
I think he's trying to stay poppy because he mentions Ed Sheeran and Adele. It's kind of like he's fighting against them because they're mainstream and they have massive teams behind them. He wants to be independent and do this all by himself, but produce this. I think he might be trying to be kind of like singer-songwriter type thing. What do you think, Sophie? Any thoughts?
I'm leaning towards more what you were saying. I think fighting against the mainstream thing and kind of... singer-songwriter vibes. So that's the vibe I'm getting here.
Okie doke. So this then is Novelist Me with his song Never. Novelist Me with Never. That was our wild card, definitely keeping in vibe with the whole 80s thing that's been going on. Quite surprised. It makes a change from the past 2 weeks, I suppose.
That was really good.
It's all right. Really, it was like, okay. Maybe a little bit repetitive for me personally. It felt like maybe he could have done that on a loop pedal, but it was good though. I think I'd stick that on my playlist.
I would. I really enjoy that.
Yeah.
I love the guitaring in it. It was like such a, I'm going to get in my car now and just drive. Like, it was just, I enjoyed that a lot.
Did you ever watch the TV series The Misfits?
No. Never.
No, I've never seen that. I've seen it on TV, but I've never watched it.
Well, that's a conversation killer then. Move
on. Sorry.
No, the theme tune to The Misfits, it sounded a little bit like that type thing. The guitar did anyway. But yeah, that was good. That was good. I did enjoy it. In fact, I think I might put it on my playlist. So yeah, that. As always, all the artists and everything we play, you can find everything in the show notes. Before we go, let's say a few more things to you, Sophie. You're part of Michael's stream on distro thing, distribution thing. I don't think we've had anybody on yet that's been part of his distribution network. How come you changed?
So Mike has been super supportive. As he said earlier, he's been on the journey from day dot with us, and he kind of reached out to us and explained his network, and he's so kindly added us to a few of his own playlists anyway. So I just really enjoyed the community he had built, and how supportive everybody is and continues to be. And so when we were releasing Fragile Thoughts, he had messaged us around the time. And he mentioned again about the distribution. And I'm delighted that we use Stream and Distro for Fragile Thoughts, because looking at even some of the playlists that he's managed to get us onto, is like, there's one in particular he sent me the other day, and I just was beaming from ear to ear, because it was all my favorite artists with like very specific songs that not many people have even heard. And my song was in amongst them, and I just, like, our song, sorry, was in amongst it, and it was just, it was really nice to see that. So I've really enjoyed being a part of this with Mike. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, excellent. Thank you.
It's the personal aspect of it all as well. I don't suppose that if you're on a stream on Distro, not stream, on or the one that you came from, which was, I suppose we shouldn't name them really, should we?
No, we shouldn't. I'm yeah. But I
believe that.
To be honest, I can't fault them at all.
What Michael I've noticed does, he's more personal. He will go out of his way to find out more about you. He doesn't just provide a service where you just upload to him and then he'll take your money. He'll go out of his way to come on a podcast with you and do promo and things like that. There aren't many distribution networks that would go the extra mile and do promo for you and that type of thing. Would you say that's been a big benefit?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is my very first podcast, so thank you for that. Yeah. but it just in general, as I said, with the playlists and everything, it really was so specific to our taste and to our style and how our style has evolved. And he hasn't brushed past how it's evolved. Like, he's very much been following the journey and supporting it, and it is that personal touch that has been just amazing, because I feel like he knows what we want from following what we do on socials and even from the type of music that we write. He knows exactly what playlists are suited to our music or what we're suited to, so I'm really grateful for that.
So he's not just doing it as a thing like some people do. He's you can tell that he actually cares.
And that's the thing, because, like, as they say, I can't fault any distribution services that I've used. Like, they've all been fantastic, but this really is another level, because again, it is just that personal touch. Just it adds value. It adds so much value to what we do.
And being part of Stream on Distro, it would only be prudent of me to send you an invite to our personal I can't keep calling it a secret society. It sounds like some sort of... But yeah, we'll send you an invite to our social network thing, and on there you can post all your stuff when you release it. And because we will definitely see it, you'll be part of our family, part of our community, and you get a chance to be on these type of things more often. It's an... yeah. Well, you don't have to accept the invite, but we'll extend the hand anyway.
No, thank you so much for that. The secret society sounds fascinating. When you said it earlier,
it sounds really sad when I say it now. At the time when I was typing it out, I thought this is so cool, but now I'm thinking that it sounds really pathetic. Yeah, come and join our secret society. You'll learn a handshake and everything.
No, yeah. I enjoy it. I think it sounds cool.
But yeah, it's just a network and a family and a community of other artists and other creators, and like I say, we've got music bloggers on there, we've got other podcasters, and yeah, right. Anything else to add, Mike? Anything else to ask?
No, you guys did a great job. I was just staying quiet and letting you guys talk. But listen, I appreciate all the good words and kind words you were saying there, so thank you.
So we're going to play out now with your latest song, which is called, and I should know this, I don't.
Fragile thoughts.
Very professional of me. So do you want to tell us a bit about this song?
Yeah, so do you know what? I'm glad that this is the last one, because not that that sounds so bad. This is the last one, thank God. I'm glad that this is the last song that we're playing, because the rest have made us sound very miserable. But I like to think Fragile Thoughts is a song of hope, because it was inspired, and this sounds absolutely daft, but it was very much inspired from a dream I had one night. And you know the way in dreams you can fly and you can talk to who you want and you become president and it doesn't matter, like it's your dream and you can do whatever you want. And I woke thinking, like, why does it seem so easy to do stuff in dreams and then not so much in real life, that like you can't just walk up to somebody and say what you want to say? Or, and I don't mean that in a, like in a crazy way, I just mean like, you know, it more in the aspect of love, that, you know, why are people so scared to wear their hearts on their sleeves? And that's what this song is about having that hope and having the courage to be bold and dream and to say what you want to say.
This song has been released, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. It came out on Valentine's Day.
Okay, cool. So we're going to play out with that song now, and we'll finish on an upbeat. So, Sophie, I just want to say thank you for joining us and taking time out. It's been absolutely awesome.
Oh, it's been amazing to speak to you both this evening. So, thank you for having me on your show,
Michael. Thank you.
Oh, as always, yeah.
And Sophie, hopefully I'll hear from you in the near future.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So until next time, I've been Richie.
I've been Mike.
Our guest has been...
Sophie from Kudos.
Thank you for listening, if indeed you still are.
The months since I saw you last, I wish I had the nerve to show up at your door and talk about the things that I'm sorry for. It seems easier in my dreams, so I guess I'll keep dreaming. I think of you a lot. Man, I broke down last night, and when my best friend called, all I could do was cry. It seems easier.
dream, so I guess I'll keep dreaming. I hope you know you are loved. Sometimes things just don't go as planned. I hope I showed you you're enough. I just needed time for myself. That seemed dreams, so I guess I'll keep dreaming. Don't you know I'll keep dreaming.
Wow, actual goosebumps. Hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was phenomenal.
Fabulous, isn't it?
I love the way you and your sister work together with those harmonies, because a lot of time when you hear people harmonise, it just sounds like two people, and not that it sounds bad. Most of the time it does sound good when they harmonise, but it's just two people harmonising. This felt like one voice with an extra nuance. It's like a really beautiful voice with a nuance to it. It's kind of like you're both blended into one unique voice. Is absolutely phenomenal.
I'm delighted you enjoyed that. Thank you.
That will be going on my playlist.
Oh, I'm delighted.
Summer is right around the corner, and you know what that means. Cooking out, diving in, and soaking up a whole lot of sunshine. The Home Depot has everything you need to start your summer right. Upgrade your cookout game with Traeger grills and smokers. Then gather around a new Hampton Bay patio set with family and friends. It feels like Memorial Day at the Home Depot, with savings on summer fun. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.